The heart is now going to be lifted up, and some swabs or cloths are placed behind the heart to lift it up further. This allows the surgeon to inspect the arteries he is planning to bypass. There are two main ways to do this operation. One involves stopping the heart and using a heart-lung machine. The other, known as beating heart, or off-pump surgery, and this is suitable in certain selected cases. This technique has been used in this case, and here you can see an instrument called an octopus, which is used to stabilise the part of the heart being worked on while the rest of the heart continues to beat. The first artery to be bypassed is the diagonal artery, a branch of the main artery to the front. And here it's been opened by the surgeon. He's cutting down on it. And now you can see blood coming from the artery indicating it's been opened. This opening is now enlarged to the size necessary to do the join by cutting forwards and backwards with a pair of special scissors. And the first stitch has now been put into the artery. And then this will be joined to the length of vein which has been removed from the patient's leg. Here we can see part of the anastomosis or joint completed, and this anastomosis will now be finished with a continuous suture. The actual needle, which looks quite large here because of magnification, is actually quite small and is probably of the order of about 8 millimetres in total length. Now we can see here the last couple of sutures going in. The knot has been tied and the join between the vein and the patient's own artery is completed beyond the block. And this will now be checked by the surgeon to ensure there are no leaks. And then it will be joined up to the aorta, which is the next stage. And then it will bring blood from the aorta into the artery beyond the block and thus function as a bypass. And here we can see a special clamp placed on the aorta to exclude a portion of its wall. A hole is made in it with a knife, and then this hole is enlarged using a special instrument known as a punch. The other end of the vein has been sutured to this hole in the aorta. And here we can see stitches going from the vein, then into the inside of the aorta and out through the wall of the aorta, thus joining the vein to the aorta. This is now complete. A hole has been made in the vein to remove any air that may have collected there, which if it went into the artery in the heart could cause problems. And this now shows the completed aortocoronary bypass running from the aorta, bringing blood into the coronary artery beyond the blood.